Welcome back to our final conversation with Coach Carlisle, the head coach of the Ben Davis boys basketball program. Coach, you fall short in the state finals, 60-55, falling to Carmel. Your overall record on the season, 20-8. Just kind of talk about the season and talk about that game, what you thought in your first year as head coach.
Yeah, it's just like our season, it was a game of ups and downs. I thought that, at least speaking to the championship game, we had a slow start. I don't know if that was indicative of our season, but indeed there was times where we got out the gate slow, and that was probably one of the issues with our team. I think it was 11-17, and that was really the difference in the game. You know, we lose the game by 5. We gave up 16 offensive rebounds. We had strong performances by our two leaders, but for the most part, the guys that kind of pushed us over the hump to get us there just didn't really play well. So as a team, we didn't play well enough to get that W. But I was proud of the guys. I was proud of the fight, and I was proud of what we were able to accomplish this year.
Coach, talk about the state title run, and a run that was maybe unexpected by people outside of your practice gym. So kind of talk about that run and why you guys knew you were capable of reaching Bankers Life, and you ultimately did.
Well, when you look at our roster and you look at the roster of the other teams that we were playing, I just thought we had advantages. And whether we were going to be able to see that as a group, those guys as a coaching staff, when the coaching staff was assembled, we spoke about being in the state championship race and being able to take this group to the limit and possibly winning the state championship. So we, as a staff, like I said, and I'm pretty sure some of the players may have believed it, but as a group, I don't think that they really believed it until we won sectional. And then once we got past that regional, of course, everyone thought we were supposed to lose to Lawrence Central, who I thought was probably one of the stronger teams in the state far as talent goes. And once we got past that, that's when the rest of the guys started to believe.
Coach, how did you get your players to buy in? Obviously, a first-year head coach, it can be challenging, especially the upperclassmen. So how did you get them to buy into what you're giving them?
Hey, it was a tough deal. The buy-in didn't happen really until we started to make the run and late in that season. So there was a lot of growing pains that we had to go through together. And by the end of this season, we ended up being, you know, a well-oiled machine going into the tournament. And we just made a run. And those guys, they bought into playing defense and rebounding and playing the way that we needed to play to win. And that's the reason why we were able to accomplish what we accomplished this year.
Coach, you got 7 seniors that you're graduating this year. Talk about all 7 of those and how they impacted the team this year, whether it was on the court, off the court, or both.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you always gravitate to the main two, which big ups to those two guys, both of those guys. You know, it's hard to have one all-star, but we have two. We have two on this team. So big props, big ups to Jalen Windham and DeJuan Jones for doing something that's only been done in 95 here at Ben Davis, where we had multiple all-stars from one team. So with those two guys, you got what we got all year. They led us in scoring and DeJuan in rebounding. And, you know, they traded places on who led us in scoring for majority of this year. So you lose those guys, that's invaluable. Dom Day, who gave me a lot of great plays on defense, played well with his athleticism, gave us some electrifying dunks and just played his role. You know, he and Ty Nibbs were probably the two guys that probably should have played a little bit more sometimes, but their attitudes never wavered. They stayed even keeled the whole time, and they led us as far as guys who exhibited the type of attitude that you would want everyone to exhibit. Cam Maul, for me, he was the key to our team. To our detriment in that championship game, just to have a really good game. So that's part of the reason why that we came up a little bit short. But without Cam, you know, running the show and leading us all year, I don't know where this team would have been. So he was an integral part of what we did. He was able to get us into all the stuff that we want to get into. For me, defense starts at the head, and he was able to put pressure on the point guard. And, you know, Cam, he was really the key. If anybody knew anything about Ben Davis, then they would know that they'd probably go start with Cam. But I'm glad that a lot of people didn't figure that out until maybe it was too late. But then you have Jalen Jennings and Jeff Clayton. Those two guys were the guys who kind of were the backup five and the four, played majority of the 4 minutes at the four. And Jeff, especially through the tournament, man, he spearheaded us. He scored when he needed to, played defense and got rebounds when he needed to, had some timely blocks. And I know for a fact that at least through that through the regional, we don't make it without him. So, you know, you can, throughout a whole course of a season, you can point at different plays that each one of these guys would have contributed to make this team at the end what it was. Jalen Jennings, the same thing. A lot of good blocks, a lot of good rebounds, some, you know, exciting dunks that kind of sparked us when we needed a good spark off the bench. He started a lot of games for us this year as well. Who else? I think that's it for the seniors.
Coach, talk about the future of this program. Why do fans, why do they have to be excited for opening night next year? I mean, what does the future look like, and why is the future bright for Ben Davis basketball?
Man, I think if you start with the guys that we have coming back, I think that Kai Steinman and Jamari London, excuse me, those two guys, they played a lot of minutes for us this year, and I could see great things in the future for those two guys. The guys that played majority minutes on JV, that JV team won county. For my freshmen, they won county. It's a good thing that the eighth graders, they won county, and the seventh graders, they won MIC, or the MIC, they won the MIC tournament. So on all levels, we've been successful. So I think that what people can take away is that Ben Davis basketball is back, and we're here to stay, and we're going to continue to work hard. I think you'll see a different brand of basketball only because we're a little smaller, and I just like the pressure and run anyway. So it'll cater more to what I want to do. So you'll get a good glimpse of what Coach Carlisle really is about. You know, this year I had to adjust to the team that I had. And, I mean, I'll do that. The good coach knows that you just have to adjust. Every team is different. You can go in thinking that you're going to do something one way. Then you have to adjust to who you have on your roster. So we'll see. But for me, I think we'll be a faster and more like exciting brand of basketball.
Coach, thanks for your time this season. I know us here at WBDG, me especially, have enjoyed following the team all season from Franklin Central to Bankers Life. It's been a real pleasure, and we thank you for your support and help with our broadcasts and doing these interviews every week. We thank you for that this season.
I appreciate you guys, man. You guys are integral to getting the fans out and keeping everybody informed, and we really appreciate it on our end.
All right, that's been Coach Carlisle, our final conversation of the 2018-2019 season. They'll open up next season sometime in November. But for now, that's it for Ben Davis basketball. Thanks for tuning in all season and listening to the state championship game and everything that had to go on with that. It was a really fun time there. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Grant Covey. Have a wonderful day.